Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Domicide Architecture, War and the Destruction of Home in Syria by Amar Azuz is an interdisciplinary work on architecture, conflict, displacement, and urban reconstruction. Published by Bloomsbury in 2023, the book focuses on the Syrian city of Homs, where Azuz was born and trained in architecture, and uses that context to examine the deliberate destruction of homes during war, rather than treating wartime damage only as loss of heritage, infrastructure, or urban fabric. Azuz centers the home as a place of identity, dignity, memory, safety, and social belonging. The book combines architectural analysis with attention to lived experience, including the perspectives of displaced people and built environment professionals. Its purpose is both critical and practical to show how architecture can be weaponized in conflict, and to ask how future reconstruction might avoid deepening the harm already caused to communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, domicide as the deliberate killing of home rather than simple urban destruction. The central concept of the book is domicide, understood as the systematic and deliberate killing of home. Azuz uses the term to shift attention away from a narrow account of war damage as destroyed buildings, broken infrastructure, or ruined monuments. The book argues that home is not only a physical enclosure, but also a social and emotional environment where people form routines, maintain relationships, preserve memory, and establish a sense of belonging. When homes are destroyed, the loss therefore extends beyond property. It attacks continuity, identity, and the everyday practices that make life intelligible. This framing matters because conventional architectural and humanitarian discussions often measure destruction through visible ruins or technical damage assessments. Azuz shows that such measures can miss the deeper injury experienced by those who are displaced or forced to live among ruins. By naming this injury as domicide, the book gives analytical weight to experiences that are often treated as secondary consequences of war rather than as central forms of violence. Secondly, Homs as a case study of war, displacement, and fractured urban memory, the book is grounded in Homs, a Syrian city that became heavily associated with the destruction of the Syrian conflict. Azuz does not present Homs merely as an example of physical devastation. He treats it as a lived city whose neighborhoods, homes, streets, and memories were reshaped by violence and displacement. This local focus gives the study a concrete anchor. The destruction of home is not discussed as an abstract global phenomenon, but as something that changes how people remember. Childhood, family life, community, and urban belonging. Homs also allows Azuz to examine the relationship between personal knowledge and scholarly analysis. His connection to the city gives the book an unusual position within architecture and conflict studies, because it is informed by both professional training and intimate awareness of what the city meant before its destruction. The case study, therefore, demonstrates how war alters not only the built environment, but also the narratives through which displaced communities understand where they come from and what return might mean. Thirdly, architecture as a field implicated in both violence and repair. A major contribution of domicide is its examination of architecture during wartime as more than a neutral technical profession. The book explores how architecture, planning, and reconstruction can become entangled with power, exclusion, and violence. Buildings can be targeted, neighborhoods can be emptied, and redevelopment can erase the claims of those who have been displaced. In this sense, the built environment is not only damaged by war, it can also become a medium through which war continues after the visible fighting has passed. Azuz uses this perspective to ask what role architects and built environment professionals should play in conflict and post-conflict settings. The ethical challenge is not limited to rebuilding quickly or efficiently. It involves asking who has authority to define reconstruction, whose memories are preserved, whose homes are recognized, and whether displaced residents can shape the future of their cities. This makes the book relevant to architecture as a moral and political practice, not only as design expertise. Fourthly, reconstruction must reflect local communities rather than impose external visions. Azuz is especially concerned with the risk that reconstruction can become a second form of harm. After large-scale destruction, governments, investors, planners, or outside agencies may promote rebuilding schemes that emphasize modernization, security, or economic redevelopment, while marginalizing the people who lived in the destroyed areas. Domicide argues that reconstruction should be measured not only by the number of structures repaired or replaced, but by whether communities can recover meaningful forms of home. This requires attention to local traditions, everyday patterns of life, social relations, and the needs of displaced residents. The book, therefore, resists purely top-down models of urban recovery. It suggests that rebuilding without participation may produce cities that appear renewed while deepening dispossession. This argument is practical because it connects design decisions to questions of justice. Street layouts, housing types, property rights, and access to neighborhoods are not technical details alone. They determine whether reconstruction restores belonging or completes the erasure begun by war. Lastly, memory, testimony, and self-built repair as forms of resistance. Domicide gives importance to the voices and actions of people who live through destruction and displacement. The book draws attention to those who are forced to repair, adapt, or rebuild homes themselves, even without formal architectural authority. This focus complicates the idea that architects are the only agents of spatial recovery. In conditions of prolonged conflict, ordinary people may become practical builders, caretakers of memory, and defenders of continuity. Their efforts matter because domicide aims not only to remove shelter, but also to sever ties between people and place. Acts of remembering, documenting, repairing, and reoccupying space can therefore function as resistance to erasure. Azuz also emphasizes that the suffering caused by destroyed homes often continues long after dramatic images of ruins disappear from news coverage. Memory projects and testimonies help preserve the human meaning of loss and prevent the reduction of cities to before and after images. This attention to narrative gives the book a human depth that complements its architectural and political analysis. In conclusion, Domicide should be read by scholars and students of architecture, urban planning, heritage studies, Middle Eastern studies, forced migration, conflict studies, and human rights. It is also useful for practitioners involved in post-conflict reconstruction, humanitarian urbanism, housing policy, and cultural memory work. Its practical benefit lies in showing that rebuilding cities after war cannot be reduced to technical repair. Housing, streets, and neighborhoods carry meanings that shape identity, dignity, and belonging, so reconstruction must involve the communities most affected by destruction and displacement. Intellectually, the book gives readers a precise vocabulary for understanding the destruction of home as a distinct form of violence. What makes it stand out from many books on war and architecture is its movement away from a primary focus on monuments, heritage sites, or strategic infrastructure. Azuz centers the ordinary home and the lives organized around it. The book also stands apart because it combines architectural expertise, Syrian urban experience, and attention to displaced voices without turning the subject into a detached design problem. It offers a grounded framework for thinking about how cities are destroyed, remembered, and potentially rebuilt with greater ethical care. If you would like to support Amar Azuz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.